This morning's scripture reading comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 12. We'll be reading the first nine verses. Genesis chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your land, your family, and your father's household for the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name respected, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Those who curse you, I will curse. All the families of the earth will be blessed because of you." Abram left, just as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all their possessions, and those who became members of their household in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. When they arrived in Canaan, Abram traveled through the land as far as the sacred place of Shechem, at the Oak of Moreh. The Canaanites lived in the land at that time. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "I give you this land and to your descendants." So Abram built an altar there to the Lord who appeared to him. From there he traveled toward the mountains east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and worshipped in the Lord's name. Then Abram set out toward the arid southern plain, making and breaking camp as he went. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This morning's scripture reading seems to invite us to step further into the idea of blessings, which we began to focus on last Sunday. Before we look at the call of Abram, in which God promised to bless him and to make him a blessing, let's check in on how we're doing with the call to offer blessings to one another. How's that going for you? It might have sounded easy last Sunday when we talked about it. David Spangler's book, Blessing, The Art and Practice, suggested the only things we really need to offer a blessing are a loving heart, a compassionate mind, and an open spirit. But sometimes a loving heart, a compassionate mind, an open spirit are hard to come by. Sometimes it's difficult, if not impossible, for us to offer a blessing, much less to be a blessing to others. Yeah, it's not that we're unloving or uncompassionate. It's not that we are necessarily having ill will toward others. It's just that some days our blessing tank is running on fumes. We have nothing to offer when it comes to blessings. Nothing comes out of an empty spirit, even if it's open. Maybe a loving heart, a compassionate mind, and an open spirit are all you need to be able to offer a blessing to others. But a caveat to these necessary ingredients might be that in order to be a blessing to others, you first must know you are blessed. You can't share a potato if you don't have any potatoes. This morning's scripture reading is commonly referred to as the call of Abram. It is God appearing to Abram and disclosing Abram's fuller purpose, to be blessed and to be a blessing. What if Abram had set out to be a blessing without knowing he was blessed? What if he forgot about being blessed by God somewhere along the way toward becoming a blessing? What if we set out as individuals or as a congregation to fulfill our mission of being a blessing to others without being fully mindful, always mindful, that we are blessed? Maybe we were putting the cart before the horse last week when we took up the call to offer a blessing to others. Maybe we need to focus on that prerequisite of knowing that we are blessed. Perhaps this is the very best knowledge that will equip us, to energize us, and to sustain us as we seek to be a blessing. We need to remember and never, ever forget that we are blessed. Sure, being blessed was a promise that Abram heard from God. But when it came time to leave all that he knew life to be, it might have been difficult for Abram to see that as a blessing. when he looked at the power of the Canaanites who possessed the land that he had been promised, he might not have felt very blessed. When he faced the reality of having no child, he might have wondered where the promised blessing of becoming a mighty nation had gone. Sure, Abram believed God. He wanted to believe God. But some days, well, many days, maybe even most days, he might have asked himself, was he blessed or wasn't he? One of the things that struck me when ministering in an African-American community was the response that was so naturally given nearly every time with every inquiry you'd ask someone, "How are you today?" Regardless of the circumstance, the answer was always, "I'm blessed." It was as if to say, what's happening now is either a blessing or what is happening now does not change the fact that I was once blessed, so blessed that the blessing cannot be overshadowed by the cloud which may be making today seem so dark. When the question of whether we are blessed or not looms in our minds, we are not only ill-prepared to fulfill our greater purpose of being a blessing, we are also challenged even to take the next step on our daily journey. This morning's scripture reading concludes by saying, "Then Abram went out toward the arid southern plain, making and breaking camp as he went." Now I'm sure that setting out took faith, a lot of it. It required Abram believing in God. He had to believe that God's blessings rested on him to find the courage to set out in the first place. But I think that part about making and breaking camp as he went would also have necessitated knowing and remembering that he is blessed. If you're wandering through the arid southern plain looking for a place to make camp, you would have to believe that you would have all that you would need to survive in that place. You would have to trust that you were and would be blessed with the provisions of the God of all blessing. If you managed to make it safely through the night, or however long your tentative encampment might have been, you would have to believe wandering further into the wide unknown was a prudent thing to do before you could find enough courage to break camp. You would have to believe and remember that you are blessed. Blessed by God, and able to go farther and go forth blindly into whatever might be out there. How did he do it? How did Abram manage to remember that he was blessed? How do we? I wish I knew all that went into Abram being able to hold on to the knowledge that he was blessed by God. God knows I need better strategies some days. One thing I noticed in this text were those altars. On two occasions in this brief text, we see Abram building an altar. Abram stopped along his journey to build altars, to worship, to be mindful of God's abiding presence with him on his journey, to reflect on the promises of God. Abram built altars to offer sacrifice to God and to affirm his own commitment to God's fuller purpose for him. Abram built an altar to remember he was called and blessed by God. Abram built altars to remind him that the blessings of God would empower him to do and be something, to become the blessing that God was purposing for him to become. If it looked like the clouds were gathering and beginning to block the light of God's promises, Abram built an altar and worshiped the God of blessing. If what happened didn't look like a blessing, Abram built an altar to remember that even then, even there, he was blessed. That's what congregational anniversaries are all about, to remember and celebrate the fact that we are blessed. It's important to stop along our journey and take time to build an altar, to remember where we came from, to remember where we've been, to remember that there are certainly challenges along our way, Remember that the journey is not yet over. To accept the fact that as long as the journey continues, there will be more difficulties that cause us to wonder if, or maybe to forget at times, that we are blessed. Today, on the 145th anniversary of our congregation, it is time to build an altar and worship our God, to give God our praise for the abiding presence and hope of the Holy Spirit that has blessed St. Luke's and empowered us to become more of who we are and who we're purposed to be. Indeed, we are blessed. It is time to build an altar and thank God for the saints whose lives and faith have been poured into this congregation, making St. Luke's more of what we have become. By their testimony and their devotion, we are inspired and empowered. By their faith, we are blessed. It is time to be mindful of all the times over the many years when it was necessary to break camp and move into new places and make camp in new and challenging ways. Who would have thought 145 years ago that the German language would become inadequate to communicate the message and blessings of God that are ours to make known? Who would have dreamed that the space of that one-room school and church house would someday be needed to simply contain the history of our congregation? Who could list all of the forces that have, through the many years, made us question whether the blessing of God rested on us or not? Disagreements, differences, depression, war, deficits, demographics. Who would have imagined a global pandemic would have closed the doors of St. Luke's but opened the frontier of virtual worship, ushering us into our transition into a hybrid congregation? Through it all, the Spirit of God has continued to empower this congregation to be more and do more to fulfill our divinely appointed purpose as Christ's body in this place through these 145 years. As we build our altar today, let us proclaim with all assurance, we are blessed. It's about knowing each time that we come to worship, seeing the blessings of God, and being empowered to go forth trusting in those blessings. As we worship today, in person and virtually, at this altar, we know we are counted in this blessing. We know that the journey continues. We know that there will come time to break camp and to make camp in another way, in another place. We also know with all assurance that when that time comes, we will know the way and we will have the strength because we are blessed. The power and the presence of our God goes with us. Amen.